Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
I'm speaking with Mike John, who is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association president-elect, and we're looking forward to the convention, that is the Cattle Industry Trade Show and Convention, that will be held in Denver in just a few weeks, actually. And Mike, why don't we first of all talk about what are some of the key issues that cattlemen attending this conference are going to be discussing?
Well, obviously, reopening our foreign markets. There's been some good news in that regard lately with the Japanese opening up, but we have to keep working to get the rest of them open, and there's still some Canadian border issues on older animals and how that all plays into the cow kill and making sure that we don't create some inequities there, so we're going to pay particular attention to that. Traceability, animal ID, all those issues, disease surveillance, I mean, there's still so much misunderstanding and confusion on how that's all going to work, and that'll be obviously a cornerstone of discussion. But beyond that, it'll be everything that we always have talked about, private property rights with this new eminent domain issue, tax issues, environmental issues with trying to get manure out of the Superfund language, the endangered species issues, public lands. I mean, there's every issue that has anything to do with the beef industry, I can assure you, we'll have a forum for discussion at the NCBA convention.
NCBA, on behalf of its members, works on all of these issues in a variety of ways, which includes legislatively, but also on even a state and local level?
The affiliate structure of NCBA means that a state like Missouri, for example, has a whole bunch of county organizations that are affiliates of the state organization. So the way usually a policy or a resolution or finds its way to NCBA, it starts probably at the county level, comes to the state convention, they either ratify it or don't ratify it. If it is one that is targeted toward the national, then they'll take it on as representatives of the state to the national organization and go through the committee process and then the board process and then a vote by the full membership. And so it is definitely grassroots-driven policy, and that's what makes NCBA such a strong advocate for the industry.
As the incoming president, what are some of the things that you would point to that you'd like to accomplish once you take over here at this convention?
I truly wish that we could sit down at the table and build some consensus on this whole animal health disease surveillance issue. It encompasses more than just ID, but to get state animal health authorities and USDA and APHIS and producers and affiliate organizations and all these folks that even in other species, obviously every species that's under some kind of a surveillance program needs to have a way to speedily be able to diagnose where those diseases came from and how we quarantine them. And so I'm thinking in the next year we'll probably come to some resolution on that. Obviously, some of the things that are of critical timing on the environmental, the Superfund type issues, we need to get taken care of in this next year. And more borders getting open. You know, hopefully we can get Korea open. We can get some resolution on some of the non-scientific trade barriers in Canada. And we've got WTO and the Farm Bill. All these things seem to all overlap and tie together. And so we're going to have to stay vigilant on all those issues.
Besides issues that you'll be working on, is there anything about NCBA itself that you'd like to change or think could be done better than it is at this point?
Well, the way NCBA is created, NCBA really doesn't have a life of its own. It is an infrastructure to allow everybody that participates in the beef industry to have input. And on the policy side, obviously, you have to be a member to do that, so I would highly encourage you to, if you really want to be a part of the most effective cattle industry organization, you need to become a member so that you can participate. And on the Federation of Beef Council sides, it is the home for all of the state beef councils so they can work on checkoff-related activities, and that group's been largely responsible for creating the direction that we've gone in increasing consumer demand. So as far as improving the process, we probably can always do a better job of communication. We probably can always do a better job of education and educating producers and making contact with them in that manner. And then improving the membership situation. You know, we have to have everybody represented at the table so that we make sure those decisions benefit the industry.
What one message would you send to cattle producers nationally in advance of the meeting coming up in terms of their encouraging their involvement or just what they should know or how they should feel about what NCBA is doing on their behalf?
There's an awful lot of passion in the industry right now. And before you take a passionate position on a particular issue, I think you owe it to yourself to get all the information surrounding that issue. I don't know of any place you can do that better than at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association trade show and convention. I mean, that the way it's designed is to get input from everybody, and scientific input, political input, all the possible structure for information gathering is at that place and through the committee process. I mean, that's where the open, honest debate and all the information is looked at, and so people are making decisions based on really understanding the issue rather than on having a quick passionate reaction to something they've seen. So I think as industry representatives, you owe it to yourself to get all the information you possibly can before you make a decision.
Thank you very much, Mike John, who is president-elect for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and will be taking over the reins as president at the upcoming Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, which will be held in Denver. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.